All right. Good morning, everybody. It is a wonderful Thanksgiving day, and I'm up. I've made it. I do feel dedicated a little bit because I'm here. Elia is, of course, away, like most of my friends, which is unfortunate because I miss all of them and I won't be getting to spend Thanksgiving with them. But I am hosting my own little Thanksgiving celebration for other friends and family members, which I'm looking forward to. I'm a little groggy this morning. I'm not gonna lie. This week has been a little rough for music. I haven't been super inspired, but we're gonna do what we can, work with what we can. And we'll see where that takes us. This is Questionable Figures, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm having a hard time hearing myself with the equipment, the headphones in the studio. Hopefully, I'm coming through right now. If not, I'll get it sorted out. All right, enjoy.
it does matter. Thank you.
That song is incredible. That is Apache Talk by Luis Bonfa off his album Jacaranda, which came out later. He's a bossa nova, you know, Brazilian guitar legend. So he was active, super active decades earlier than the release of this album, which was in 1999. And it's a completely different sound. When I was first shown this album, I couldn't believe it was Luis Bonfa. You know, Sophia, guess who this is? No way. No way I would have guessed him. Great song, whole album is a hit. And I wasn't originally going to go in this direction with the music, but I couldn't help but think of Santana when I was hearing that track, of course, which also came out. Santana. Which came out decades earlier in the 60s, late 60s, and specifically it reminded me of Soul Sacrifice, which is a song I haven't heard in probably years, maybe? I don't know. I had, I don't know how old I must have been, probably a junior in high school, maybe, when I found the video of Santana performing Soul Sacrifice at Woodstock, and I feel like a lot of music people, or young music people, eventually stumble upon this video. Like, it's a moment in time. It's a moment in your personal music journey. As I later came to find out, as I got older, and I'd talk about it with other people, and yeah, significant. Amazing video. So high energy, so epic. I just about lost my mind when I was, you know, 17 and watching it. And I'm not going to play the live version today. The live version is like 11, 12 minutes. So I'll play the recorded version. We'll see what that sounds like. And there's like the same like little guitar riffs, some of the same signature Santana sounds, like wow. That's more common on the, I'm totally blanking on the name of the album. Not Santana. Black, anyway, it's like Black Winds, or Black Beat. I'll get back to you with it. Singing Geese, something. Anyway, you guys know what I'm talking about. I'm gonna play Soul Sacrifice so you can hear the similarities for yourself, and so that I can hear them better. Hopefully Soul Sacrifice is the track that will best pair with Apache Talk. All right. Thank you. Wow. Never gets old. Actually, I think it does maybe get old. Because I overdid it at one point in my life when I was really psyched. And it was my entryway into, you know, this kind of rock. This rock world. But sounding great, and I definitely see the parallels between the Luis Bonfa track. Crazy, he was definitely inspired by Santana and that. He had to have been. I'll have it no other way. I'm a little bit more awake now. When I first started talking, I feel like I was rambling and not articulating myself super well. I was all over the place. I'm also thinking about all the things that I need to prepare and cook today, which is kind of exciting because I like to make pies. I like the physical. I like these tactile tasks. And I enjoy being in the kitchen all day with people I enjoy. I hope you all are having the same experience. Almost forgot, I was talking about the Santana album Abraxas earlier. But for some reason, as I was trying to come up with that name or arrive at that name, I was mixing together like multiple songs off the track. So I was mixing together like Black Magic Woman with Singing Winds, Crying Beasts, which is a super, super awesome kind of ambient, experimental track. First track on the album. Maybe I'll play that in a little bit too, because it's awesome and I haven't heard it in a while and I want to seize the moment and play it while I have it fresh in my mind. But I think I'm going to keep the high energy and play an Ebo Taylor song, Love and Death. For people who know me, they know I love this song. Justice showed it to me. And simple but profound lyricism, I would say. And it's an Ebo Taylor track, so it's super well composed. And it makes you want to dance. I haven't met a single person who, when this song has been played, has not moved a little bit. So that's saying something, especially this early in the morning, where maybe people really, really don't want to move at all. All right, this is Love and Death, and then I think from there we'll probably tone it down a little bit. All right. Classic. I will always play that song until the end of time, and I wasn't going to interrupt the program, but we're going to do a PSA. This one is really, really important. Probably the most important PSA that you all could be hearing today. Dried fruit PSA. Looking for some sweet, great-tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating dried fruits. dried figs, apples, cherries, bananas, apricots, peaches, pears, pineapples, raisins, cranberries, prunes, blueberries, mangoes, and oh so many other fruits are both tasty and good for you. Many dried fruits are an excellent natural source of cancer-fighting dietary fiber. Read the labels to understand which brands have added sugars, preservatives, and other ingredients. But no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack. A public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. That was a good one. I haven't seen that PSA before. And it's funny, I have no idea how something like this makes it into the book, because the station, I forget why Ellie has explained it to me, the details of licensing and such, but we have to read, each program has to read a PSA every single show, and so I assume, right, that the station is kind of contracted with the community to provide public information, but something like public information and marketing, something like a dried fruit, like, you know, who has stake in that? So I think it's kind of funny. I will be back on air at 11 a.m. because I am subbing for the lovely Gwen and Sydney on their show, Bad Reception. And, 11 a.m. our time zone. I know my family likes to listen from the other side of the country. So it'll be 8 a.m. their time. And I'm really excited, because I'm going to be bringing on a friend who's never been to the studio before. So we'll play some music, we'll chat, I might bring a couple other people. Yeah, we're going to get a lot of different takes. Probably some different music. I've started working on what we're going to play. And I'll give you the one sneak peek I can give is Ethiopeaks. And if you know what Ethiopeaks are, I guess it would be a plural, then you're probably excited. So stay tuned. Probably some international jazz as a result. I think I'm going to play a little bit more guitar music. As I said, I'm going to tone it, mellow it down with some Gabor Szabo, I think he's Hungarian. Yeah, just another really important guitarist. So we'll play The Lady in the Moon by him, and then a song by Tommy Guerrero, who I'll talk a little bit about after I play his track In My Head. I think it's one of his most popular songs. Yeah, so maybe we can try to listen for the influence there. Thank you. All right, that was In My Head, Tommy Guerrero, as I mentioned before. The man is from San Francisco, was really big in the skating scene over there before he started taking music seriously. He was a well-known skater in, I guess, the San Francisco and the Bay Area community. I don't know exactly where, much beyond that. He's a bassist and a guitarist. Love that song. That was from his 1997 debut album, Loose Grooves and Bastard Blues. He says or has claimed that he's been influenced by Gabor Zappo in his instrumentation. They sound quite different, but who knows? I love them both. We don't have much time left, just a couple minutes. I'm going to get two more songs in if I can. An Alex G track, Sandy. And then I'm going to try to end with the Rosenhante Valenca, who I've played before many times. I love that album and I love her. I'll sign off in a few. Do my sign off really quickly in between Sandy and our final song. This is Questionable Figures. I'm Sophia, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you so much for tuning in on a Thanksgiving morning and early too. I'll be back at 11 a.m. for badge reception with some friends, some conversations, some more jazz. I think we're gonna go with the jazz. As I said, Ethiopiques. And this final song is called 1 o'clock Last Morning, 20th April 1970. That's the name of the song. Enjoy. Thank you.
This is Freeman Dyson, and you're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio. Check, 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 check.